This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House Appropriations Committee got a different look at the cost of 6 years' worth of higher education cuts Monday as the push is on for colleges and universities to better prepare students for new jobs coming to Louisiana. Problem number one, insufficient faculty. University of Louisiana System President Sandra Woodley.
In order to produce more engineers, we have to be able to have funds to be able to recruit new faculty members.
Across all the higher education systems, there are over 1,000 fewer faculty members than 6 years ago. LSU System President F. King Alexander says their Baton Rouge campus is feeling the pain.
Just on the A&M campus, 220 net loss of faculty members.
Alexander notes the student-to-faculty ratio has gone from 18 to 1 to 24 to 1. And that brings up problem number two. Students are getting less bang for their buck with fewer professors, yet rising tuition and fees. Willis Brewer with the House Fiscal Division has the overall numbers.
$101 million in instruction has been lost, and then $50 million increase, a result of the tuition increases.
Tuition and fees have increased, on average, 70% in the past 6 years. Much of that ends up being transferred to the taxpaying public through TOPS. TOPS funding is going up almost $18 million next year to an all-time high of $82 million. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.